This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inspected the world's highest railway arch bridge, Chenab Railway Bridge, built on the Chenab River in Jammu and Kashmir, Riyasi district. After inspection, the Prime Minister met Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Union Minister Jitendra Singh. He also interacted with the workers who had worked on this project. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees at Katra in Jammu and Kashmir in a short while from now. He will dedicate the 272-kilometre Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link to the nation, built at a cost of 44,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also flag off two Vande Bharat Express trains between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Srinagar, with regular services starting on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the global achievements of India's youth, stating that the country's youth have made a mark globally. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi described the youth as symbols of dynamism, innovation and determination, saying that the nation's growth in the last 11 years has been fueled by the unmatched energy and conviction of Yuva Shakti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The country has witnessed remarkable instances of youngsters who have done the unthinkable across various sectors, including startups, science, sports, community service, culture, and more in the last 11 years." The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5% for a third consecutive time. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility, SDF, rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the Marginal Standing Facility, MSF, rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. According to RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the decision is in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for Consumer Price Index CPI inflation of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth.
After having reduced the policy repo rate by 100 basis points in quick succession since February 2025, the MPC also decided to change the stance from accommodative to neutral. From here onwards, the MPC will be carefully assessing the incoming data and the evolving outlook to chart out the future course of monetary policy in order to strike the right growth-inflation balance.
The next meeting of the MPC is scheduled from August the 4th to the 6th this year. The all-party delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, has arrived in Germany as part of the Government of India's ongoing diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor and unwavering adherence to zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. India's ambassador to Germany, Ajit Gupte, welcomed the nine-member delegation in Berlin. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Germany stated that the all-party parliamentary delegation would convey India's united and resolute stand against terrorism. In Assam, the overall flood situation has slightly improved. Over 5,60,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 16 districts. There are no reports of loss of human life due to flood this morning. About 1,400 villages affected by flood and over 1,900 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. The state government has engaged SDRF teams for evacuation at Sribhumi district since early morning. News just in, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has just laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects at Katra in Jammu and Kashmir. Shares of Tesla have seen a stark slump amid public feud between the President Trump and Elon Musk. At Nasdaq exchange, Tesla shares wiped out nearly $150 billion from its market cap, its biggest single-day loss in value ever. And with that, we end this news bulletin.